Hello, everybody. This is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about startup money management. Ooh.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
What does that mean? You know, this is one we've been wanting to do for a while. And this is one of those where like, what's this money management thing? That's not the fun part of startups, you know? And it's like, well, it's what startups and business is all about. You make money, or, you know, maybe you don't make any money yet, but you're still managing money because it's likely you're spending money somewhere, right? Even if it's with a bunch of software that you buy. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to talk about money management and why it's important as a founder and why it's a skill that you need no matter what.
So is this, so you said not sexy. So this is not about how do we take the money in the bank and invest it in other startups to get a faster ROI or higher ROI that we would get. This is not about any of that shit, right? This is about the, you know, money's coming in, money's going out. You have to keep track of all of this. There's taxes to be paid. You know, we've heard many stories of founders and startups getting into real trouble. Maybe we should do a whole episode on like, how not to get in trouble with your taxes.
Because, oh, that's great.
Right? Because there's like, this is such a big topic. It's not sexy, but you know how many founders get in real trouble because they mess up their bookkeeping or they mess up their taxes. And boom, all of a sudden, surprising big bill that comes from the government and there's no money in the bank. And what the hell do we do? Like scramble. Or the other case that's like, you get audited. Congratulations. Have I gotten audited before? It's not a lot of fun.
We have. Yeah, it's not a lot of fun. I mean, you know, another one is revenue recognition.
What is that? Like, do I just look at my revenue and try to recognize it? Or like, what does revenue recognition mean?
Well, if someone pays you up front for a year, how do you recognize that revenue?
All at once?
or is it for the month that... Do you spread it out across the month that you actually are supposed to get it for? Because they paid you up front for a year, which means that you're supposed to amortize it, as they say, across the 12 months. You're supposed to split it up by 12 and provide basically accounting in a way where you know that that's how it impacted, let's say, your MRR. Right, because that's monthly recurring revenue.
Yeah, and you're generating revenue for something you owe in the future, which is you have to service them, the software and anything else that comes along with that. But at this point, I guarantee you, this point, if we're not already lost a good amount of listeners, people are probably pondering, oh God, this is a really adult episode. I'm not sure if I want to hear all this. This seems like, you know, the type of stuff I should know, but I really don't. And it may or may not make me uncomfortable. So I could sense some listeners getting nervous at this point of the episode. How do you learn all this stuff? How do you deal with this? Especially when you're kind of early, let's say you don't have a ton of experience when it comes to kind of money management, bookkeeping, taxes, accounting. So you're not an expert yourself. You've never hired people before, or not many, so you don't have a ton of experience. You've never been audited before. It's kind of, this all is new to you. If you had started all kind of brand new at this point, and you would have to give your new, fresh, young entrepreneurial self advice on how to master the 101 of startup money management, how to approach it, how to think of it, what's the advice? What is the guidance that we want to give people?
Well, what I did was I ignored it. I just ignored it. I didn't think about it. I was so focused on the business, the product, the customers, making money. I didn't really think about accounting. I didn't think about bookkeeping. I didn't think about taxes, right? That's what I did. And then at some point, it hit me and I had to worry about it. And then I had to scramble and figure out how I was going to get taken care of. In my specific case, I had a wife who was willing to take care of it because her mindset is on finances. She likes that stuff. She's very detail oriented. And so we trust her with all the finances across many different companies, and she heads that up. And that's one of the few things she does, but it's one of the most important things to me. And that's how I solved it. I found somebody who I trusted to solve it that was part of the business in one way or another and very close to me, my wife. And today, though, if I were starting regardless of her or anything like that, I would find a way, just like I did back then, to make it someone else's problem.
Yeah, don't buy 100 books and try to get certified as an accountant and do all this yourself. That shouldn't be that's not your core expertise. That shouldn't be the majority of your focus and energy. But what it doesn't mean is that you can afford to completely ignore it, because it is your responsibility.
Yeah. Right? It's cash flow. Like, if you don't do this right, you don't know how much cash you have available to you to use. That's a fundamental problem I see most companies get into, which is like, they're not managing their money. They don't know how much money they have in the bank. And I've even seen countless folks like painstakingly try to figure this out. You know, they try to learn QuickBooks and they try to figure out like how to get, you know, advice on this and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's your money coming in and you have to figure out kind of like how you want to, as easily as possible, know what's happening with it. I mean, this is money, right? Like, I mean, think about how many folks are like not even great at personal finance. Yeah. Business finance is a whole nother game, right? Like there's all these other rules and all these things going on. Like that thing with like, you know, if you get money in for a year up front, how do you account for it? And what do you do? And there's like, you know, so many complications like that, especially when you get into taxes.
Yeah, we maybe this episode we could call it how not to run out of money, because that
I like that.
You know, how to always have lots of money, not to run out of it.
Well, know how much you have, right?
Yeah, which is, if you don't know how much you have, chances are very high you're going to run out of it at some point, surprisingly. And
that's right.
The crazy thing about like any company and any founder who has ever run into cash flow issues was always surprised. They're always surprised. It's always a surprising thing. It's always like, everything is fine. Oh God, everything is terrible. We don't have any money. We're going to be dead in a week. Like, it's always that kind of a surprising, quote unquote, panic moment of like, we have 3 more weeks to operate. How do we get cash? We have to scramble. We need to raise more money. We need to bridge financing. And it's like, wait a second, how did this happen so surprisingly? It happened so surprisingly because people didn't keep a good eye on their cash flow. They didn't have a good sense for money management. And then, you know, only a few things knobs have to be turned. And all of a sudden you are in deep waters. We did an episode a while ago. I want to shout that out for people that want to go even deeper in this topic. And we're going to talk about related subjects in a couple of episodes coming up. But in episode number 241, we talked about how to save money as a startup. So how to improve your cash flow just from a money going out point of view. 241, if you type into Google the startup chat, and 241, it'll pop up as the first episode. Check that out if you want to find some simple ways to save money. But today, what we really wanted to talk about and have been is more holistically, how do you make sure you keep tabs on money in, money out, taxes? How do you keep a good sense for accounting? Now, Heaton, you have an amazing wife. She is very special in many, many ways. And I would not advise most founders out there to try to find a significant other that is an accounting, tax, and finance wizard. That can work, but it's not a solid plan. To be like, oh, I'm going to go out this weekend and try to find myself that's a husband funny. Or wife that's good at this. So if I lack a significant other that's already a ninja at this stuff, and you know, I don't have a ton of experience. Now, today, there's two things you can do. We'll cover one of them in a future episode, which is like finding service provider, probably, right?
Yes.
An accountant, somebody that can do your bookkeeping, a bookkeeper, somebody that can advise you on tax matters, somebody that can advise you on cash flow matters. But the other side of the equation is, it is 2019. This is a startup chat. Most of our listeners, many, many of our listeners are in the SaaS or software business in one way or another. So what kind of software can we use today to make this happen? Here's a big premiere for the startup chat. For those of you that listen to us for almost 500 episodes now, you know this is the only and first time you've ever heard us actually, you know, shout out a sponsor and do promote a company or a product out there that we think, if you have been a listener for a long time and if you don't have this topic already figured out, we've made a deal with a company, with a software, with a product that we endorse, and we want you to go and check it out and sign up for it and